Shalom Avracha, welcome everyone, Baz Hashem. We continue with Shmir Saloshin, Shara Zachira. We'll be finishing Perik Yud Dalid in Shir 105. The Chavetz Chaim says, imagine the following scene. 10 people are walking together down the street. And one of the 10 is taken by the police. And they question him for his behavior. And if they feel and they believe that he is the criminal that they're looking for. But this one individual is not admitting, he's not opening his mouth, he's not saying anything. Then the other 9 people are taken and questioned about this first person that they were walking with. And they figure if they're all walking together, guilty by association, and they're all in jail, and they're all wondering, the reason why we're here right now is because we were walking with that individual. And eventually, they were all examined and cross-examined and let out back into the street, out of the jail. But they think to themselves, how did they wind them in jail in the first place for those few hours? It was because of their association with that first person. Because they were involved with that person who did something wrong. That is the mashal, says the Chavetz Chaim. And the nimshul is very clear, as he's been discussing throughout this perek. That a person who listens to the Lashon Hara, or a person who is amongst a group of people who are speaking and enjoying the company of those who are listening, this person, L'asu Lavoi, will be held responsible and will be put into a spiritual jail and will be cross-examined and will be punished for his involvement with the Bali Lashon Hara, with those who speak Lashon Hara. Therefore, says the Chavetz Chaim, let's listen to the words of the great Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, who told his children to be careful with the people they associate themselves with. How much we have to run away from such groups of people. And when the Yetzahara entices the person to enter and to be a part of the group, the person will think to himself, this is how we should fight the Yetzirah. Daily b'mashe emoid ba'ilam ha'elyon b'avonoisai. The person should say to himself, it's enough that I have to stand in front of Hashem with my own averus. My own averus that the person does throughout his life. I have to stand in front of Hashem because of the averus of someone else, what they do? Just because I was part of that group, I didn't do anything. But I was guilty by association. Daily, it's enough. Why do I have to be included in the group of people who do averus in the world above? It's enough I have to stand in front of Hashem for my own averus. And this is one of the advices, piece of advice that the Chavetz Chaim tells us, that we should be attacking the Yetzirah. We should tell ourselves, I don't need to go to that group of people who are schmoozing in between Mincha and Maariv in the summertime by the shul, instead of going to the Rav's drasha, instead of learning Pirkei Avos, instead of going to the Beis Medrash, and they're schmoozing nonsense. Don't join those groups, says the Chavetz Chaim. Don't join those groups wherever they are, whenever they are, whether on chat groups or whether they're in person, be careful not to be part of those groups.